It was the worst week for Wall Street since October. This is the business news headlines for Friday, the 12th day of April. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, how have immigrants boosted U.S. job numbers and, in turn, saved the economy? We'll share in a deep dive. How are consumers feeling about the economy? We've got a story about that as well. Who is really in charge when it comes to selling a major U.S. company to Japan? The answer is shareholders. We've got the Wall Street Report and how even mediocre industry executives make out like a bandit when it comes to compensation. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us again today. Hey, something partly personal. Today, I had a three-hour business meeting with a couple of guys in the broadcasting field. It was a relaunch of something we've done for a couple of years called Out to Lunch. Thank you so much, Major Garrett from NBC News, by the way. So with me was Jeff Stein. He's the news director over at News Talk 1540 KXEL, and Ken Chester, who is the founder and host of something called the Tech Mobility Show. Both national broadcasters, and we spent 3 hours talking about what goes into spoken word work when it comes to informing and entertaining our listeners. That's going to be coming up in a future segment of Out to Lunch. And a shout out to our host restaurant. That would be Gilroy's Kitchen, Pub, and Patio. It's located in West Des Moines. Great food, great people. It was nice to see Carl, who is the managing partner, as well as our server, Erica. Good times were had by all, and we're grateful. In the news from today, Wall Street fell sharply following a mixed start to earnings reporting season. The S&P 500 sank by 1.5% on Friday, the Dow dropped by 1.2%, and the NASDAQ composite fell by 1.6%. Worries about tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets, and Treasury yields fell as investors looked for safer places for their money. And as we kick off earnings season, the pressure is on companies to produce fatter profits. But it's particularly acute now, given the expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while to come. The numbers from today, those are coming at you in just a bit. It is all about the numbers. How in the world can we continue to have mega numbers of job growth month after month, especially at a time when the Federal Reserve has aggressively raised interest rates to fight inflation? Now, normally, all of this is a recipe for a recession. It is a question that has confounded economists for the past 2 years, and now we think we have the answer. The Associated Press is reporting that increasingly the answer appears to be immigrants, whether living in the United States legally or not. The influx of foreign-born adults vastly raised the supply of available workers after a U.S. labor shortage had left many companies unable to fill jobs. More workers filling more jobs and spending more money has helped drive economic growth and create still more job openings. The availability of immigrant workers eased the pressure on companies to sharply raise wages and then pass them on as higher labor costs to their customers via higher prices that also feeds inflation. Though U.S. inflation remains elevated, it has plummeted from its levels of just 2 years ago. And all of this has become political fodder, with former President Trump saying immigrants are dangerous people coming to take your job, and he says he will deport hundreds of thousands of immigrants. Meanwhile, President Biden is riding a wave of a successful economy that's been fueled by immigrants and their labor. The boom in immigration caught almost everyone by surprise. Back in 2019, the Congressional Budget Office had estimated that net immigration arrivals minus departures would equal about 1 million in 2023. The actual number, the CBO said in a January update, was more than triple that estimate at 3.3 million. Thousands of employers desperately needed the new arrivals. The economy and consumer spending had roared back from the pandemic recession. Companies were struggling to hire enough workers to keep up with customer orders. The problem was compounded by demographic changes. The number of native-born Americans in their prime working years, ages 25 to 54, was dropping because so many of them had aged out of that category and were nearing or entering retirement. Filling the gap has been a wave of immigrants. Over the past 4 years, the number of prime-age workers who either have a job or are looking for one has surged by 2.8 million, and nearly all of those new labor force entrants, 2.7 million of them, or 96%, were born outside the United States. A study by Wendy Edelberg and Tara Watson, who are economists at the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project, has concluded that over the past 2 years, new immigrants raised the economy's supply of workers and allowed the United States to generate jobs without overheating and accelerating inflation. So no, they are not coming to take your job. They're coming to boost our economy. It's all in the numbers. And when it comes to the U.S. economy, even given inflation, what is the mood of the consumer? Well, it depends. We think it's pretty darn good, is the simple answer. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index that was released on Friday in preliminary version slipped to 77.9 this month, down from March's figure of 79.4. Sentiment is about halfway between its all-time low, reached in June of 2022, when inflation peaked, and its pre-pandemic averages. The survey has been conducted since 1980. The AP is reporting that the index had dropped to 61.3 as recently as November, before jumping in the following 2 months by the most in more than three decades. It has since moved mostly sideways as consumers have adopted a wait-and-see approach. Stronger consumer optimism can sometimes translate into more spending, which typically boosts the economy. And most economists expect consumer spending to remain healthy as long as the job market stays strong. And if the job market stays strong, look at the story we just shared about immigration. Well, it's all over but the shouting. The AP is reporting that U.S. Steel shareholders have overwhelmingly approved the company's sale to Nippon Steel of Japan for $14.1 billion in cash, voicing unequivocal support for a combination that's drawn the opposition from the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds. More than 98% of the shares voted at a special investor meeting on Friday approved the takeover, according to preliminary counts of ballots announced by Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. The transaction has raised concerns about what the sale could mean for unionized workers, supply chains, and U.S. national security. President Joe Biden had come out in opposition to the deal, saying back in March that the U.S. needs to maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steel workers. The Japanese Prime Minister Kishida said on Wednesday during a White House news conference that he hopes discussions on Nippon will unfold in directions that will be positive for both sides. We shall see. It was an awful end to an awful week on Wall Street. On Friday, the stock sell-off continued after major U.S. bank results failed to impress, capping a week marked by market-moving inflation data, evolving expectations for U.S. Federal Reserve policy, and looming geopolitical concerns. Results from JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup failed to live up to expectations, and they led the charge downward. At the closing bell on Friday, the Dow shed 475 points to close out the week at 37,983, while the Nasdaq reversed course and lost 267 points to end the session at 16,175, and the S&P 500 lost a staggering 75 points to end the week at 51.23. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 42 cents to hit $85.47 a barrel at news time, and the 10-year Treasury yield slipped to 4.518%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how even mediocre industry executives make out like a bandit. Worker wages are increasing, especially for those willing to work from the office. But the financial perks of the C-suite and company boards are much sweeter and don't always correspond to a job well done. For example, four executives at UnitedHealth, including its chair, sold a combined $101.5 million worth of stock in the months before a federal antitrust investigation into the company became public. Gosh, wonder who knew about that. Oh, and Boeing says recently departed CEO David Calhoun and other top brass racked up $500,000 worth of private jet and plane use for personal trips, which were improperly classified as business travel, according to the Wall Street Journal. Back in 1965, leaders of the country's 350 biggest companies made 20 times more than their average worker. In 2019, they made 320 times more. But who's counting? And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And a programming note, we will be back with Insight on Business The Week in Review on Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Join us, and we do stream. All right, have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.